The morning show continues with one of our town halls where we talk politics. Later in the hour, we'll talk with Jimmy Vielkind, reporter for the Times Union of Albany. But right now, we're joined by Assemblyman George Amador, Republican Assemblyman, lives in Rotterdam, represents, among other places, Montgomery County and also parts of Schenectady County, a candidate for re-election. How are you doing this morning?
Great, Bob. How are you?
Okay. Well, we've already had your Democratic opponent on, Angelo Santa Barbara, hence the reason for having you on today.
Oh, okay.
But one of the things, let me start with this. I haven't seen a lot of coverage of this race, but the one thing I did see a couple of news stories about had to do with Angelo Santa Barbara wanting to have a separate line on the ballot. I believe you're running as a Republican and also probably as a conservative.
Conservative and independent.
Independent. And so he created a political party, which is something that I guess that candidates do these days, called Change Albany Now. I think it will be on the ballot, but you had gone to court to block him doing that. I was going to ask why, but of course, I mean, it's obvious he's your political opponent. You would want to block that, I would think. Is that why?
Actually, no, that's not the reason why, Bob. Just for a little bit of information, my opponent didn't create that party on his own. That party is created by the New York State Democratic Committee, who is the majority in the Senate. So all of those New York City Democrats who, like Pedro Espada and Hiram Montserrat, who was at the time a senator, and Ruben Diaz Sr., and all of those gentlemen who held our state hostage over the summer with the coup, or held up the budget process, or who's got these ethic problems.
Of course, you know, you're leading me into another race.
So, I mean, are the gentlemen. Those are the individuals who have started this and who is funding this Change Albany Now.
I thought they drummed Pedro Espada out of the party.
Whether they drum him out or not is another story.
Because I know in the race for state senate, Susan Savage making a big deal of the fact that the Republicans, including Hugh Farley, voted for Pedro Espada for some leadership position.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't in that chamber.
We're really going far afield. You're talking about, so Change Albany. Other candidates are running on this race?
Yeah, there's other candidates throughout the state who is running on that, primarily in the Senate races.
Right.
But, my opponent got enough petitions signed that would allow him on that ballot. What my question was, and what I brought up in court, because it's the only way that I could bring it up, is to show and get some answers, to show the court that, listen, this candidate, he has every right, just like everyone else has every right to run on any party that they want, as long as you follow the election rules and laws. But this candidate particularly went out and got signatures. And when he went out and got signatures and witnessed the signatures, most of the signatures, 45% of the signatures he collected, were actually against the rules of the election law. They were not either, they were voters or signers who were not living in the district or who were not voters or who he actually changed the addresses or the townships that they signed. So if a voter or a signature person said that they lived in Gloversville, he crossed out Gloversville and he writes in Amsterdam.
Okay. If that's true, why did the court say he can go ahead with it? Isn't that the case? He can go ahead with this line.
Well, Bob, technically he had enough signatures because he needed 1,500 signatures to qualify to get on that line. I challenged 900 and something signatures. When he submitted all of his petitions, he submitted like 2,500 plus signatures.
Mm-hmm.
So the 900 plus signatures were actually removed and thrown out. He technically has enough. He had 1,558 signatures, so he qualifies to stay on that line. But it's the intent and it's to show that here's a candidate. You want to change Albany Now? Albany has already enough cast of characters that are questionable. You look at some of these self-serving individuals who have either held a state hostage, who have created this problem with this fiscal problem that we're in right now, or who some of them have, ethics questions or indictments and things like that. So I just raised the question, how can a candidate when we have rules, we have laws already on the books, especially the election law. And it's clear, plain as day, when you want to go out and be a candidate and get on the line, you got to follow the petition rules. And the rules were not followed with 900-plus signatures.
But he did get enough to qualify.
Yeah, okay. He did.
All right. George Amador with us, Republican and other party candidate for re-election to the State Assembly. We did take ultimately one call when Angelo Santa Barbara was on. We have somebody ringing in. Don't know if it's for or against you. But I wanted to ask you first, you know, just to get you, give you an opportunity. Why should you be re-elected? I remember you sitting here. I can't even think of the gentleman's name the first time you ran against a Democrat again from Schenectady City, I believe he was. And you've been elected a couple of times since because you were elected first in a special election. And if your opponent's making a case, it's that you have become the insider. And are you? And then why should you be reelected?
Boy, I'll tell you, if I am the Albany insider, then everyone that told me, including a lot of the media, said that, you know, George, if you get elected, we can't elect you because, you know, you would be, this seat was in the hands of the Democratic majority control for over 30 plus years. And if you get elected, we then would be switching it over to the Republican minority conference in the assembly. You're not going to get anything done. You're not going to be able to do what you're supposed to be doing, and either bringing home the bacon or getting bills passed and voting and getting home rule messages through for local legislation. And I can say, and I can proudly say that, you know what? They're all wrong. I'm not a political insider. I'm not an Albany insider. But what I am is the representative of the 105th Assembly District, fighting hard for the voices of the people of this district. And how to win friends and influence people in Albany is some of the techniques that I use so that I can get local legislation passed to help out the jail here in Montgomery County or the city of Amsterdam or the city of Schenectady to be able to get 65 bills this year alone. 65 bills passed that I either was a prime sponsor, co-sponsor, or multi-sponsor on. 65. Now, how am I supposed to do that as a minority member of the Republican conference in the assembly, which is controlled by Sheldon Silver, the big, you know, Democrat in the city?
You must be able to work with Sheldon Silver.
I'm able to work with everyone as my job is supposed to do. It's not a partisan issue. We are elected to represent the people. And we have to be the public servants. We got to create that public trust, which the public trust right now is broken with the people. But my job is to represent my bosses. And who's my bosses? My constituents. So I'm very proud of my record. I've worked extremely hard over the last 36 months. And in the last 36 months, Bob, I've had three elections so far, and this is going to be my fourth because I had a primary just in September.
Yes.
So, you know, I guess the old saying goes, and adage is like, you know what, you just keep working hard, and you keep working hard. Some people are going to take pop shots at you, or maybe they get envious or jealous or whatever, but just keep working hard. And I'm working hard to build that public trust back with the people and to make Montgomery County and Schenectady County the place where we are proud to live in.
George Amador is here. Let's see if the caller is still with us. Good morning, WVTL-FM.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, George. How are you?
Very good.
George, this is Tom George over here in Tri-Hills Hill, big supporter of you.
Okay.
I was talking to Mr. Santa Barbara when he was on the program last week with Bob, and I just asked him a couple of simple questions just because I was interested in what he had to say. And he danced around this subject. Now, I'm not picking on the guy. They were very simple questions. And the question was why did you change from being a Republican Democrat last minute, last year? What was the reason for that? And he was unable to give an answer to that. And I also asked him that.
All right, rather than rehash what you said to him last time, do you have a question for George Amador?
Yeah, but does he plan on dealing with Sheldon Silver in a different manner, or is he hopefully the Republicans are going to stick to their guns and basically try and maybe persuade, if there is a change in the Senate, a little bit more progress in the local areas?
Well, you know, there's brings up an interesting subject is the Senate. You know, there is no balance in state government right now. In Albany. Absolutely no balance. We are all run by one political party, all the leaders of the political party, whether it's from the same geographic region, all the four leaders, from the governor to the Speaker of the House to the President of the Senate and the President Pro Tem of the Senate, they're all from one geographic region of the state, and that's New York City. And, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we are not able to put New York State back in business. All they have been able to do over the last 10-plus years is give themselves a spending raise in the amount of 72%, because that's how much the spending has increased in 10 years. Now, none of us...
Spending the government.
In the budget, absolutely. Mm-hmm. None of us, not one hardworking men and women in this state has received a 72% pay raise in 10 years. So, you know, yes, we need to have spending caps. Yes, we need to control, you know, these legislators. And one way to do that is we need to bring back the balance. So if we can bring back the balance in the Senate, and bring that when they have these three men in a room, which are completely, to me, ridiculous and breaking the new 2007 Budget Reform Act that they voted for, to have joint conference committee meetings to make sure that there's transparency with the budget process and all New Yorkers are being represented, which they failed and they broke those laws this year in this budget, that there's proper representation from upstate, from downstate, from Long Island, and also New York City.
You don't just want to change the man in the room from a Democrat to a Republican?
Even that. You know, again, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
So we need to have the Republican in that room.
We need Republicans. Right. We need Democrats. We need to work together.
Okay, sir, thank you for calling. I did have one thing. It doesn't seem to me I see a lot about your race, you know, in the news. I almost get the impression that both with the primary and with your current opponent, Angelo Santa Barbara, who's a member of the Schenectady County Legislature, and as the caller indicates, had been a Republican, becomes a Democrat. You're all from Rotterdam. This sounds like it's something that's away from us here in Montgomery County. We don't really grasp what's going on with this race because it seems to be taking place down there, is it?
You know, it's a strange thing. In my hometown, Rotterdam, and all of these individuals, whether it was my primary opponent or now my general election opponent, you know, here's all the individuals and the people who even supported them. They all supported me. They all helped me. They all knocked on doors for me.
They
put up signs for me. They came out with endorsements for me. They gave me money to run. And all of a sudden, you know, now they're against me. I think, again, it goes back to 2000, the last election in 2009 on a local level in the town of Rotterdam, where the Republicans lost control of the town of Rotterdam, and that was only
two-party rule again.
They had complete majority over there, and I just think that the voters spoke. They said, "Look, we're unhappy with what's going on in the town of Rotterdam," and then they tried to put me. Well, I'm the state leader for that town. They try to cast the blame on me, but listen, I stay away from the politics, Bob. And that's one way that I'm able to get things done. Politics divides. It brings no solutions. Working together, hand in hand, no matter who we are. It's just like my building business. In order for me to build a home, I need the labor, I need the skills, I need the men and women who make that company great. And that's our employees. It doesn't matter what political party they're from. We have an objective to do. And that is the goal, is to build a product for my customer, the best that we could do on time, under budget. Mm-hmm. Now, we need to start doing the same thing in Albany. It doesn't matter what political persuasion you are. Let's work together for the bosses, for the taxpayers, for the hardworking men and women, because we can't afford to live in the state of New York anymore.
George Amador, I thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob, for having me.
Have a good day. George Amador, Republican Assemblyman. He's from Rotterdam. He's a candidate for re-election. His 105th district includes Montgomery County. This is the Town Hall on the morning show, the Bob Cutmore Morning Show.